Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Jared Sluppy with you from Fisher Field in Newton, Kansas, as we have the Class 8-man D2 State Championship between the number one Axel Eagles and the number two Thunder Ridge Longhorns. This is going to be a good one as the Axel Eagles looking to go back-to-back. After winning 25 games in a row, they were the wire-to-wire number one team in the state. Well, last year was actually their first title since 1993, and they're looking for their third state title in school history with a victory today. They've made the state championship in three of the last four seasons, with the only other one being in 2019 when they lost right here to Osborne 34-26. Well, how did the Eagles get here? Well, they started off with a 68-8 win against Pike Valley. And they took care of business against Hutchinson Central Christian 50-0. And then they defeated Osborne 52-6 on the road. And then last week, an impressive victory, 36-32, was the final over Canton Galva. Well, they outscored, if you don't want to do the math, I'll do it for you, 206-46 against their playoff opponents this season. And during the regular season, even more impressive, they outscored their opponents 504-78. The mercy rule was put in play every single regular season week except for week one, when they still ended up defeating Care Paraville 82-38. And my favorite stat from this team throughout the entire season is their average points per 48 minutes, 115.7. So that means if they played the full 48 minutes for every single game, they would be averaging 115.7 points per game. Pretty incredible offense. And talking about last week's win over Canton Galva, they hadn't beat anybody less than 44 points all season long. And it was their first 48-minute game since that week one win over Care Paraville. Last week, quarterback Isaac Detweiler went 14-for-20. He had 188 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns, but he made his money on the ground with 26 carries for 142 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. He also had an interception on defense and 2.5 tackles for loss, so a pretty good day for the senior last week. And as for Brendan Schmelsley, he had a pretty solid day as well, 124 total yards from scrimmage with a receiving touchdown and a rushing touchdown as well. And Eli Brockstrom had a receiving touchdown with 72 receiving yards. They had 384 total yards of offense with 6.9 yards per play, and all of that with just 19 minutes of time of possession compared to Canton Galva's 28. No team scored for the entire fourth quarter, and they only trailed for a minute and 48 seconds despite it being so close throughout the entire matchup. They're led by 10th-year head coach Eric Detweiler, who is 86-24 in his career with Axel. That's a 78.1% winning percentage. He's even better in the playoffs. He's 23-6. That's a 79.3% winning percentage. These two teams have actually met in three playoffs in a row, with last year's meeting between Axel and Thunder Ridge, of course, going to the Eagles. 46-0 was the final score. And how about that wild 2020 matchup in the opening round, in which Axel scored 22 points in the final 2 minutes and 36 seconds to come back and win that game 42-40, and what was at the time an upset. On the season, Isaac Detweiler, 73.2% completion percentage, out of this world, 1,867 passing yards with a ridiculous touchdown-to-interception ratio of 38-1. And by the way, on top of that, he has 19 rushing touchdowns. And right now he's averaging 155.6 passing yards per game and 66.2 rushing yards per game with 7.2 yards per carry and nearly 800 rushing yards on the season. He's got a pretty good couple of running backs that he works with as well. With Brendan Schmelsley, he just needs 11 yards to get 500 on the season with 16 rushing touchdowns, averaging 10.9 yards per carry. And Eli Brockstrom, just shy of 400 yards with 7 touchdowns. And by the way, he also leads the team in receptions with 35, has 513 receiving yards and 9 receiving touchdowns. Watch out for those guys. They can make some plays today as well. We'll step aside for a quick break. We have the national anthem coming up, then kickoff. You're listening to Sunny 101.3's coverage of the Class 8-man D2 state playoffs.
The quarterback counts on his offensive line for protection in the pocket. In Seneca, you can count on our Farm Bureau team to protect your family's blind side no matter what life throws at you. Kirk Peterson and his team are here to handle all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. So don't scramble around working with multiple insurance companies. Talk to Farm Bureau agent Kirk Peterson and Seneca today and see how we can help protect what matters most. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property Casualty Insurance Company, Western Ag Insurance Company.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back in Fisher Field, Newton, Kansas. Class 8 man D2 state championship, Axel Thunder Ridge. Let's take a look at those Longhorns. This is their first state title appearance since 2012, and they're looking for their second state title in school history. Their first being in 2011. It mentioned before the break that they made the sub-state round last year before they lost to the same Axel team for their only loss of the season. They were 11-0 going into that matchup. They have won 9 games in a row since their week 3 loss against Tell City. It was a 48-22 final, and it was their only game of the season with 40 points fewer than 40 points all season long. After they lost that through the regular season, through the end of the year, they outscored their opponents 247-18. So they came out with a vengeance after they lost that week 3 game. And as for their playoff run, start out with back-to-back shutouts with a 62-0 win over Wilson and a 50-0 win over Hodgman County. They followed that up with a tight matchup against Victoria. They won on the road 62-46, following that up with a blowout over Dighton 48-12. In last week's matchup, Dylan Bice, their quarterback for the Longhorns, he only threw the ball 4 times, completed 2 passes for 12 yards, but on the ground, just like Isaac Detweiler, is where he made his money. 18 carries for a whopping 236 rushing yards with 5 rushing scores. Also, Mason Baker, Dalton Bice, and Jace Randall are our guys you're going to watch out for today. They all run the ball very well. Baker had 88 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Bice had 12 carries for 102 yards, and Jace Randall had 7 carries for 66 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. They outscored Dighton 36-0 in the second half after leading just 22-12 at the break. And this team is led by fifth-year head coach Joel Struckhoff. He is 41-11 in his career with the Longhorns and 9-4 in the playoffs. That is a 69.2% winning percentage in the postseason. Looking at the season stats for Thunder Ridge's players, Dylan Bice, he has a 63.6% completion percentage on the year, has close to 1,300 passing yards with 10 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, but on the ground, he has 1,841 rushing yards with 33 rushing touchdowns. He's averaging 153.4 yards on the ground and 106.5 over the air at 8.6 yards per carry. Mason Baker, he has 41 carries for 603 yards, 7 touchdowns. He also has 14.7 yards per carry. He's a guy that he plays wide receiver. He has the team lead in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns, but he does get quite a few carries as well. So watch out for them to use him in jet sweeps. here this afternoon. He has 524 receiving yards and 9 receiving touchdowns on the year. Dylan's younger brother, Dalton, on the other hand, he also is very good both over the air and on the ground. He has 9 rushing touchdowns and 4 receiving touchdowns, 404 rushing yards and 193 receiving yards. And by the way, also phenomenal defender. He has 16 tackles for loss with 11 sacks and 92 tackles on the year. And by the way, he's not even the leader in tackles for this team. That would be Josh Ferguson. The linebacker has 162 tackles here in the year 2022. Unbelievable how he has just been able to just dominate every single offense he faces. 10 tackles for loss with 6 pass deflections and 3 forced fumbles. Another guy to look out for in the passing game is Caleb Wagenblast. He has 12 receptions on the year, has 160 yards and a score. Another guy that they like to use quite a bit. Stacking up the team stats for this Thunder Ridge team, 4,927 yards of total offense. That's 3,600 yards on the ground. They run the ball 74.3% of the time, with just 26.7% of their plays being over the air. They're averaging 8.7 yards per play. So actual defense is going to have some work to do. But, I mean, both of these teams, offense and defense, very steady all year long. They are averaging 410.6 yards per game. That's right at 300 rushing yards per game. And also, Thunder Ridge is a team that can turn you over, and they don't lose the ball very often. They've turned the ball over just 5 times this season for a plus 21 turnover ratio. They've forced 16 interceptions and 10 fumbles. This is a team that outscores its opponents 52.4 to just 15.8. As for Axtell, looking at their team stats, I mean, you take a look at what they've done on defense, very impressive as well. Their turnover ratio is plus 19, and they've only lost the football 6 times this season. Axtell is averaging 59.1 points per game, but mind you, like I said before the break, this is a team that's only played 2 48-minute games. So they're averaging 115.7 points per 48 minutes this season. They're averaging 314.0 yards per game. That's just including all of the mercy rules that they've had this year, with 3,700 yards of offense, averaging 160 yards over the air and 153 yards on the ground. So it's a lot more balanced attack. And that's what makes this Eagles offense so difficult to defend, is the fact that they can beat you over the air and on the ground as well, with great pass catchers, great runners, and oh, by the way, a dual threat quarterback that's one of the best in the state. He's the reigning offensive player of the year from last year, and he's very likely to do that again this year. That is, if he wins this game here today as a senior, as along with 7 other starters coming back from last year's team. And this is just going to be one of those matchups where it could go either way, and it should be a lot of fun, as could be possibly like last year's matchup where Axtell gets a blowout, or like the 2020 matchup where Thunder Ridge gets out to an early lead, and Axtell, they came all the way back. They were down by 24 with 2:36 left, or excuse me, they're down by 20 with 2:36 left, and they scored 22 points. Come back in that victory. 42-40 was the final there. So Axtell will go ahead and kick it off. Back to return are the Longhorns. Mason Baker going to go ahead and return this one. He's the solo returner standing at the end zone. By the way, apologies in advance for if my yard markers are off here this evening. We're playing at the Newton High School football field, home of the Railers. And, of course, it's a 100-yard football field, but they do have the markers, the movable markers, to where you can actually see the end zone is at the 10-yard line, starts at the 10-yard line and ends at the actual end zone, and every single yard marker is 10 yards less than what says on the field. So it's a little confusing, but I'll try to do my best here this afternoon. There's kickoff, and we are underway. First bounce at the 9-yard line, picked up by Baker. Gets to the 20, breaks the tackle to 25, and taken down to the 29-yard line. Pretty good field position for the Longhorns right out of the gate. Let's take a look at the starters. First for the Longhorns offense, the quarterback, as mentioned, it's the quarterback, Dylan Weiss, standing at 6'2", 200. He's a senior. Dalton Weiss, his brother, he's also a senior, 6'2", 205-pound senior. Jace Randall is also in the backfield. At halfback, he is at 6', 180 pounds, also a senior. As for the wideouts, Mason Baker, a 6', 170-pound junior, and Caleb Wagenblast, a 6'1", 230-pound senior. Get to the offensive line coming up next. 2 men in the backfield, quarterback keeper, a gain of a few for Dylan Weiss on the first play of the game. We are underway here from Newton. That carry will go for a good 3 yards, make it 2nd and 7. Take a look at that offensive line from left to right. Left guard is Josh Ferguson, center is Brian Shaw, and Hunter Gitchell is at right guard. Ferguson standing at 210 at 6'2", and is a junior. Shaw is a 6'3", 300-pound senior in the middle, and Gitchell is a 6'2", 250-pound senior. Hand off right side to Dalton Bice. Pretty solid game. Gets to the 30-yard line. The manageable third down coming up here for the Longhorns. He gets to the 35-yard line, so a gain of three, making it third and four. Or third and three, they're going to say that was a four-yard carry. Big play on the first possession. Got a great crowd here from Fisher Field. And the gun is Dylan Bice. He'll run it to his left and dive. Does he get the first down? He does. Gets to the 39-yard line. Now we'll move the chains after a three-yard carry. Take a look at that Axel defense. Starting on the defensive line, a defensive end is Owen Strassman, the senior. Other defensive end is Sawyer Dieters at 6'1", 240. And in the middle is Grant Blissing, the junior, at nose guard. Linebackers will get to after this first down play from the 39-yard line. 1 yard shy of midfield. High snap, but a keeper for Bice and tries to bounce the outside. He can't get there. He's undercut. Nice tackle. That was from Brandon Schmelsley, the defensive back. We have a flag on the play. Take a look at the linebackers. Eli Broxton, the sophomore. Isaac Detweiler, the 5'11", 180-pound senior. And Grady Bussing, the 6'2", 175-pound junior, makes up the linebacking core. And it'll be a hold against the Longhorns. That'll put them all the way back at the 27-yard line. Penalty of 12 yards. And as for the defensive backs for Axtell, Evan Bussing, the 5'10", 150-pound senior, and Brandon Schmelsley, the 6'2", 175-pound sophomore. From the far side hash, first and 21 from their own 27-yard line. Keeper, Bice, trying to bounce to the outside, now cuts it inside. He's undercut. Another nice tackle by Brandon Schmelsley. And that will be for no gain. So second and 21. I actually say he got one on that play, so make it second and 20. 9:45 left to go. We are scoreless. Eight-man D2 championship. Axel trying to go back-to-back. Have won 25 games in a row, looking for their third title in school history. Bice bounces to the outside. He'll keep it. It was supposed to be a pass play. He pulls down. He's going to get taken down for a sack. Loss of a couple. And it's going to be third down and 22. That was definitely a designed pass play, but a good job by the secondary for Axel to eat up any opportunities downfield. And he tries to get to the outside, and then that defensive line able to break through, get the sack, and it's third and long. Bice, empty backfield. Three receiver sets. Dropping back to pass. He's going to fire it deep. Going for it all. Down the field. Underthrown, but it's going to be caught at the 25-yard line. And he's the secondary. He is gone. Touchdown, Thunder Ridge. 54-yard connection. And Longhorn strikes first. As that is Mason Baker, their leading receiver, on the first passing attempt of the game. Brandon Schmelsley was defending, and he was defending him well. The ball was just underthrown, and Schmelsley wasn't able to track the ball before Baker got it, and he was able to run it into the end zone for six. That's a two-point conversion. Fumble snap, and it's no good. So it stays 6-0. We'll take a break. 8:45 left to go, first quarter. You're listening to the 8-man D2 championship here on Sunny 101.3.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
54-yard receiving touchdown by Mason Baker puts Thunder Ridge up 6-0 as the two-point conversion was no good. 8:45 left to go here in the opening quarter. So now the Eagles will get the ball for the first time today. Explosive offense that's so well balanced, but first I got to run back this kick as Brandon Schmelzley will return it. And kicking it away is Jimmy Escobar, the sophomore. This one returned from the 25-yard line. It gets to, the 15-yard line. Gets to the 25-yard line. Good pick coverage by Thunder Ridge. This is a Longhorns team that has played this Axel team for now a third straight playoffs. And they have yet to defeat Axel in that stretch. Hoping to do so here today, off to a good start. As Axel offense brings back all of their players from last year's state championship team. It starters at this first down play with Detweiler, one receiver to the far side, and two to the near with one man in the backfield. Detweiler takes a snap. Option, he'll keep it and get hit and thrown down for a gain of just a couple. Josh Ferguson, Dalton Bice in on the tackle. Take a look at the Axel starters in the offensive line. Sawyer Dieters at left guard. Grant Bussing at center and Owen Strassman, the right guard. As for the wide receivers, Grady Bussing and Evan Bussing. Into the backfield is Brandon Schmelzley and Eli Brockstrom with Isaac Detweiler at quarterback. The one-yard gain from Isaac Detweiler makes it 2nd and 9 from the Axtell 26-yard line. Drops back to pass, looking over the middle. Under pressure, fires, got a man there. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line and got one man to beat. He's going to be taken down at the 7-yard line. Brady Bussing. They're going to say that's a 46-yard pitch and catch. Brother Isaac Detweiler putting that on a rope. Very well done as they mark him down at the 9-yard line with 7:56 left to go in the opening quarter. Looking at that Thunder Ridge defense, Caleb Wagenblast, Brian Shaw, and Dalton Bice from left to right on the defensive line. Linebackers, Josh Ferguson, Dylan Bice, and Austin Barnes, the 6-foot, 190-pound junior. In the secondary is Mason Baker and Jace Randall at cornerback. Option right side, pitch it, and it's Eli Brockstrom gets to the 5, and he is in for the touchdown. 3-play drive for the score. Eli Brockstrom, the sophomore running back, picks up his 8th rushing touchdown of the year, and we are tied 6-6 with 7:50 to go. Looks like it's going to be one of those games, folks. Strap up. It's going to be a shootout. Going for the two-point conversion from the 3-yard line. Empty backfield. And no receiver split out wide. It's Trips bunched on the far side of the line of scrimmage. Very interesting formation from Coach Eric Detweiler. Pump fake to the right side. Now scrambles to his left. As pump fake gets the man in the air and he extends. He is in for the 2. 8-6. Axel takes the lead right back. We'll take a break for 1 minute. Be back here on Sunny 101.3.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank and Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Drexel responds with a three-play, 64-yard drive with a 46-yard pitch and catch from Isaac Detweiler to Grady Bussing, and capped off by a 9-yard rushing touchdown from sophomore running back Eli Brockstrom. Two-point conversion was converted with a Isaac Detweiler two-point rush. Ball return at the 20-yard line, gets to the 25 and taken down at the 27-yard line. Good return by the Longhorns' own Mason Baker, who had the receiving touchdown on the first drive of the game for the Longhorns. And that was a 54-yard hookup on a third down and 23 play. They'll split out a man wide. That is Jace Randall, listed at halfback. Dalton Bice and Dylan Bice are in the backfield. Here's a handoff. Dalton Bice gets hit for a gain of about 3. And actually, that was Dalton Bice that took the snap, and Dylan ran.
The carry for Thunder Rand.
The second and 7.
Isaac Detweiler.
From the 31-yard line, Isaac Detweiler on the tackle.
Second down, 7 yards to go.
Thunder Ridge last year, 11-0, going into their matchup with Axtell. And the Eagles handed them their only loss of the year in the sub-state round. Option right side, he'll pitch it to Dylan Bice. And taken down at the 34-yard line for a gain of 3. So once again, it's Dalton Bice taking the snap. Dylan, normally the quarterback. Back-to-back plays. Dalton taking the snaps. So it makes it 3rd and 4. From the 34-yard line. 6:37 left to go. Opening quarter. Axtell leads 8-6. Hoping to avoid precipitation here today. This is Mason Baker taking a snap. He'll pitch it to Dylan Bice. He's tripped up and taken down just short of the 35-yard line. Might give him the 35. So 1 yard gain makes it 4th and 3.
Fourth down and 4.
So they actually will say that was no gain. Make it 4th and 4 from the 34-yard line. What I've been telling from the forecast, or what I've seen, is the longer this game goes, the more likely that we will get some precipitation. So hopefully we can avoid that. Baker takes a snap, runs to his left keeper, and he'll get the first down and more. There he goes down the sideline, 30, and tripped up at the 20-yard line. Mason Baker on the carry. I believe that's a 26-yard carry. Yes, it was a 26-yard carry, and that puts them at the 20-yard line. 5:23 left to go from the far hash. Baker is going to try to throw. He'll throw it to Bice, and he's got it at the 10, the 5, and diving for the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown. Dylan Bice with the receiving touchdown. As Mason Baker gets the passing touchdown. That makes it 12-8. So the two quarterbacks are 2 for 2 with 2 touchdowns. What an efficient passing day so far for the Longhorns. 2 men in the backfield on the 2-point conversion. Run left side, and Dalton Bice plows his way into the end zone for the 2. That makes it 14-8. These 2-point conversions are going to be very crucial throughout today's game, if we've learned one thing so far. So it's 14-8. Thunder Ridge leads. 5:10 to go, opening quarter. You're listening to Sunny 101.3 FM.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528 336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
14-8 now our score. Thunder Ridge getting a touchdown, a pass from Mason Baker to Dylan Bice. And now Axel going to try to respond. Here's a low rolling kick. Receiving at the 10 is Schmelzley, gets to the 20, bouncing to the outside, and he'll be thrown down at the 20-yard line. Once again, a very good kick coverage by the Longhorns as Dalton Bice throws him down. The last drive for Axel was a three-play, 64-yard drive, including a 46-yard reception from Grady Bussing. And that set them up inside the red zone to capitalize with a 9-yard rushing touchdown from Eli Brockstrom. First play of the drive, they'll have two receivers split out, one to the near, one to the far side. Brandon Schmelzley, the lone man in the backfield with Isaac Detweiler. Again, starting from the Axtell 20-yard line. Detweiler in the gun, and a flag on the play, and it's going to be a false start against the Eagles. I believe that was Evan Bussing who moved first. First penalty of the game for Axel. And so far, Thunder Ridge's special teams has been a big factor. But Axel's offense trying to say, that doesn't matter. We can start from our own 1-yard line. We'll still score on you. And they do that here now as they start from their own 15. First and 15. Take the handoff, looking to throw. Dumping it off far side. That's going to be caught by Evan Bussing. And near a first down. It's all gain. Gets to the 27-yard line. It's going to say it's 25-yard line is where he's marked out. So gain of 10. So Evan Bussing with his first catch of the day. So they actually make it a 9-yard pitch and catch. So it's 2nd and 6 from the 24, 4:56 remaining, first quarter. Man in motion, jet sweep, pitch is to Eli Brockstrom, and no gain. That will be declared as a pass. Maybe saying he got 1 yard to get to the 25, and they will. So 1 yard catch for Eli Brockstrom. And that will make it 3rd down and 5. Big play coming up for the Eagles. We'll see if possibly they have a chance to go for it on 4th down if they don't get it here. Man in motion. That's Brockstrom. They pick the pitch to him. Detweiler under pressure, throws off his back foot. It's incomplete. Trying to go to Brandon Schmelzley. Good pressure applied. Dalton Bice got through to Detweiler. So that makes it 4th and 5. We'll see what they do here. I don't know how much they can afford to punt it away here with how this game is going so far. But we will see what they do here. It is looking like that they're going to punt it. Detweiler is the punter, but nobody back to return. And there goes the boots. And again, nobody back to return this. First bounce at the 19-yard line. It rolls all the way inside the 5 and all the way down to the 1.5-yard line, maybe the 1. Very impressive punt by Isaac Detweiler. As of right now, Thunder Ridge's offense hasn't been able to be slowed down by this Axel defense. Which, by the way, is allowing less than 20 points a game. And in fact, this season, they've only allowed just 2.2 yards per carry. Their third down defense is allowing just 23.8% of conversions. And in total, they only allow 142 yards per game. I don't think Thunder Ridge is going to be slowed down to just that here today, though. Keeper up the middle for Dylan Bice. They'll gain 3 to get it out from their own end zone, getting to the 4-yard line. So having to go the full length of the field on this drive are the Longhorns, as they lead it over Axtell 14-8 with 3:35 to go in quarter number one. Split out wide to the near side on the second down and 7 play is Jason Randall, the lone wide receiver split out wide. 5 men in the line of scrimmage, 1 man in the backfield. Baker is going to take the snap. He'll hand it off to Bice. Gets to the right side. He'll be thrown down by a couple of Eagles at the 4 for no gain. That's Grant Bussing and Sawyer Dieters. Good job by the 2 men on the near side of the line of scrimmage to make that play. Makes it 3rd and 7. Dylan Bice has been held to 9 carries for 14 yards, but he does have a 54-yard passing touchdown. And timeout has been called by Axtell. So 2:58 left to go, opening quarter, 3rd and 7 coming up. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on Sunny 101.3.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is Sunny 101.3.
2:58 left to go in quarter number one. Thunder Ridge leads Axtell 14-8. Class 8 man D2 state championship here from Fisher Field in Newton, Kansas. Longhorns have the ball at their own 4-yard line. 3rd and 7 coming up after a nice punt by Isaac Detweiler by the Eagles to pin the Longhorns back deep in their own territory. Empty backfield, 4 men split out wide, 2 to the near, 2 to the far. Dylan Bice takes a snap. Looking to throw. He's in his own end zone. Throwing to his right. Dumps it over the middle. That is going to be caught at the 15-yard line. And he's going to get the first down. He's taken down at the 21-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain by Mason Baker. And funny stat, that is the first completion from the Longhorns that isn't a touchdown. That's just the kind of day it's been. And they're going to say that he is marked down at the 20-yard line, so a 16-yard gain instead of 17 yards. Baker now has 2 receptions for 70 yards and a touchdown. He also has a passing touchdown, 20 yards. Quick throw near side. That's going to be caught by Jace Randall. His first reception of the day gets to the 26-yard line, so a gain of 6. Throw completed by Dylan Bice. So 2nd down and 3 coming up. As they say, it's closer to a 7-yard gain. And again, apologies for if my yard markers are off. Again, we're playing at a 100-yard field and got some of the markers that are trying to help us here, but it's a little bit more challenging. Quarterback keeper taken, thrown down by Sawyer Dieters at the 29-yard line for a gain of just 2. And Bice has been bottled up on the ground so far today. He has just 16 yards on 10 carries. Mentioned earlier, 2.2 yards per carry is what Axtell is allowing opponents this season. That includes the playoffs. Pretty impressive stuff for this Axtell defense. They're not just an offensive team. Hand off, right side. That is Dalton Bice. He's got the first down, breaks through to the secondary, and thrown down at midfield. And they get to the Axtell 39-yard line. And that's going to be a 12-yard run for Dalton Bice. First down. 1:10 left to go. Clock continues to wind down. And once again, Thunder Ridge is in Axtell territory. despite starting this drive from their own one. It's been an impressive drive so far, converting a 3rd-and-7 from their own 4-yard line and been able to get a couple first downs since then. So from the Axel 39, keeper, Weiss, middle, and not a whole lot doing, maybe got two. To the 37. The middle of that defensive line with Grant Bussing, Sawyer Dieters, Owen Strothman also on the far side. The 30 seconds left. They have to run one more play before the quarter is over, though. Same formation. Nobody split out wide. Two men in the backfield. That's Randall and Bice. They'll try to throw it, though. He's in under pressure, and he is going to be taken down for a sack. Landon Schmitz got to him all the way back at their own 31-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 32 with forward progress. That's going to be a loss of 9 yards on the play. And that's going to end the first quarter. So 14-8, Thunder Ridge leads Axel. After one, 8-man D2 state championship here on Sunny 101.3.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We flip the field as we start the second quarter. Thunder Ridge going from right to left now across your radio dial. 3rd-and-19 coming up after a sack from Landon Schmitz, the freshman. From their own 32-yard line of the Longhorns, with Thunder Ridge leading Axel 14-8. Dylan Weiss will keep it, looking to throw over the middle, and away overthrows his man, and that is incomplete, fortunately for Thunder Ridge. Miscommunication between him and his wide receiver, I believe that was Jace Randall, and it was way over his head and over everybody's head. It'll be 4th-and-19. So Axel getting the first stop of the game. As the Longhorns look like they're going to probably punt this one, but we will see, of course, with how explosive the Longhorns have been this game in the season. And it looks like they will punt it. Chase Randall, the 6-foot, 180-pound senior, to boot this one away. Back to return is Isaac Detweiler. It's blocked and scooped up at the 19-yard line. Randall is shaken up on the play as Eli Brockstrom got to him. And what a turn of events here for this one. Brockstrom had a rushing touchdown earlier, now a big play on special teams.
It'll be first down and 10 for the Eagles from the 18-yard line.
So 11:50 left to go. After the block punt by Brockstrom, they'll get the ball at the 18-yard line. Option right side. Detweiler keeps it, gets to the outside, and he is into the end zone for an Axel touchdown. One play, 18 yards, and Detweiler is into the end zone for the first time today. We are tied 14-14. 11:43 left to go in the second quarter. And they will go for two to try to take the lead here. Made their first two-point conversion. Empty backfield. Detweiler looking to throw over the middle. It's caught. And into the end zone for the two is Eli Brockstrom. What a day he's having. A rushing touchdown, a blocked punt, and now a two-point conversion. And Axel's in front by two. We'll take a break. Back here in 1 minute here on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's FBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local FBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
FBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you excited to add to your Christmas lights this year? Or maybe just get a string or two up for the holiday? Hein and True Value Farm Supplies have a great selection of all sizes and styles of Christmas lights in stock now. Choose from the new LED lights or the old-fashioned lights. They have multicolored lights, clear and solid colors. They have the C7 and C9 lights and replacement bulbs. They can help you also with the gutter clips you need to get them all hung up nice and pretty. Hein and True Value Farm Supplies in Seneca. Remember them for Christmas lights. And be listening for the holiday specials in their store starting on Black Friday.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Kickoff is touched up. It goes through the back of the end zone. That will be a touchback. Just a little squib kick. 11:43 left to go. Second quarter. Axel leads 16-14. A one-play, 18-yard drive with a rushing touchdown by Isaac Detweiler, thanks to a blocked punt by Eli Brockstrom to set them up inside the red zone. The Longhorns get it from their own 15-yard line. We'll see what the Longhorns have in store after they had to try to punt it away on their last drive. Take the handoff, throw over the middle. He's got a man there. That's going to be caught. And there he goes. That's going to be a 65-yard touchdown. No. What a fantastic job by Brent Schmelzley to come from behind, kick him down at the one-yard line. I apologize. I said that too early. But a fantastic throw by Mason Baker. Or excuse me, by Dylan Bice to Mason Baker.
First down goal.
Baker looked a little shaken up after that play, but he is in and he's good to go. Jace Randall has mentioned he got kind of shaken up after his punt was blocked. He's back in the game as well. And Baker is limping quite a bit here as he goes to the line of scrimmage. From the one-yard line, keeper, Bice, right side, and he's not going to get there. And again, Dylan Bice has not been able to get it going on the ground. He has 13 carries for just 9 yards after he was sacked for a loss by Landon Schmitz in the last possession that forced him to punt it away. So second and goal from just inside the one-yard line. After a 64-yard pitch and catch from Dylan Bice to Mason Baker, he has 3 catches for 134 yards and a touchdown. He also has a passing touchdown of 20 yards. We're in a tight formation under center. Do a little QB sneak, try to pound it in the end zone, trying to roll off a defender and extend over. He is in. And Dylan Bice with his first rushing touchdown of the day. And what a response from Thunder Ridge. They're now up 20-16 with 10:45 left to go. They will go for two. Try to make it a one-touchdown game without a PAT. And looking to throw is Bice under pressure. Throws it far side. It is caught. He is in. But there's a flag on the play from the far side official. Wait to see what that flag is.
Penalty flag on the play.
It's holding against Axel. The two-pointer is going to be good. So it is 22-16, an all-important two-point conversion for the Longhorns as the penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. All right, we'll step aside for a minute. You're listening to the 8-Man D2 State Championship here on Sunny 101.3.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for.
And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. From your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Wild one so far, back and forth we go. 22-16, Thunder Ridge leads Axel with 10:45 to go in the second quarter. And our last drive, it was Dylan Bice, a one-yard rushing touchdown on a two-play drive. That was set up by a 64-yard pitch and catch from Dylan Bice to Mason Baker. It's taken down the one-yard line. And another flag comes in as the kickoff was a little bit shorter because of a holding penalty against Thunder Ridge, or excuse me, against Axel on the two-point conversion, and we'll see where – looks like it's going to be a penalty against Thunder Ridge, so back it up. It'll just be an offside penalty, so that backs up 5 yards. Both two teams have two penalties apiece. Thunder Ridge with 2 for 17 yards. Axel has 2 for 15 yards. So this kickoff is going to be from the 35-yard line instead of the usual 30. Schmelzley back to return it. He's standing at the 11-yard line. And it's going to be dove on by Detweiler at the 26-yard line, looks like. Just a little short squib kick. Good job by Detweiler to cover that up. And they'll round it up to the 27, looks like. Working from near the far side hash, two receivers split out, one to each side. And in the backfield is Eli Brockstrom. What a day he's having. Detweiler looks to throw, steps up in the pocket, now has to fire it down for an incomplete pass just to get rid of it. Intended target was Grady Buffin. And that is Detweiler's second incompletion of the day. He is 3 for 5 with 56 passing yards. He also has 2 carries for 19 yards and a rushing touchdown. That came on the previous possession. It was an 18-yard rushing touchdown, and that was set up by an Eli Brockstrom blocked punt. So 2nd and 10 from the Axel 27-yard line, 10:39 left to go, quarter number 2. Detweiler in the gun. Takes a snap, option right side, keeper, gets to the 30, 35, and taken down at the 39-yard line for a gain of 12. Solid gain by Isaac Detweiler. And I'll say they're going to round it down, it looks like. Looks to me like it should have been marked down at the 39. They marked him down actually at the 38. Just shy of midfield are the Eagles. They're going to get back into Thunder Ridge territory. Two receivers to the far left, to the far left side. That's Evan Bussing split out wide. And Schmelzley is in the slot. And to the near side, Brady Bussing is in the slot. Schmelzley goes in motion to the near side. Option left side, Detweiler keeps it, now cuts it to the middle, gets to the 35-yard line and thrown down at the 29-yard line. 13-yard gain. Nice run by Detweiler to read what the defense was giving him. So as of right now, 99 all-purpose yards for Isaac Detweiler. 44 on the ground, 56 over the air. I guess I should say scrimmage yards, not all-purpose. I guess if you count that return, like probably say you got a yard, throw it, round it up to 100. Empty backfield, three receiver set, 2 to the far, 1 to the near. Takes a snap, looking to throw to the near side. Now steps up in the pocket, fires it over the middle. Got a man there. Then it's caught for a touchdown. Eli Brockstrom again. 29-yard score for Axtell. That is his first passing touchdown of the day. As for Brockstrom, that is his second score of the afternoon. One over the air, one on the ground. That is Isaac Detweiler's 39th passing touchdown of the year. As for Brockstrom, that is his 18th touchdown of the season and his 10th receiving touchdown. They'll go for two as we are tied 22-22 with 9:27 left. Empty backfield. Everybody in the line of scrimmage. Now Schmelzy goes in motion. Fake it to him. Spins to the outside on the bootleg, and he is in. Rushing score on the two-pointer, and Axtell back on top, 24-22. Again, back and forth we go, 8-man V2 state championship here on Sunny 101.3.
Diamonds by Design. Hi, Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Store at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka. This Christmas season, make Diamonds by Design your jewelry store. Whether it's time to pop the question or other jewelry needs, we have it all and can custom design that perfect piece for you. And remember, if your jewelry's not from Diamonds by Design, chances are you pay too much. Go where Santa shops. Diamonds by Design, 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
When you demand the very best. Diamonds by Design.
The quarterback counts on his offensive line for protection in the pocket. In Seneca, you can count on our Farm Bureau team to protect your family's blind side no matter what life throws at you. Kirk Peterson and his team are here to handle all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. So don't scramble around working with multiple insurance companies. Talk to Farm Bureau agent Kirk Peterson in Seneca today and see how we can help protect what matters most. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property Casualty Insurance Company, Western Ag Insurance Company.
Sunny, 101.3.
9:27 left to go in the first half. Axtell is now back in front, 24-22. Squib kick, and that's picked up by Baker at the 21-yard line. Gets the 30 and take it down at the 32-yard line. So that last drive for the Eagles went for 54 yards, capped off by a 29-yard receiving touchdown from Eli Brockstrom from Isaac Detweiler with 9:27 left to go. Two-point conversion was good on a bootleg to the far side by Isaac Detweiler. So they're going to, yes, the 32-yard line. So they get that one right. Dylan Bice takes a snap, quick throw, far side. That's going to be caught by Randall and taken down at the 36-yard line, so a 4-yard gain on first and 10. That is Randall's second catch of the day. Bice over the air is 5-for-6 with 145 yards and a pass to touchdown. And on the ground has 14 carries for just 10 yards, but he does have that rushing touchdown that they got from one possession ago. 8:55 left to go. Shootout here in Newton, Kansas from Fisher Field. It's been a fun one so far. Keeper, left side. That's going to be Baker. And gets to midfield. About 2 yards shy of the line to gain. That'll be a carry of 4 yards for Baker. That is Baker's second carry of the game. Has 30 yards on those two carries. Just 44 yards on the ground for the Longhorns. Meanwhile, 165 yards over the air. Once again, Baker is going to take the snap. He'll hand it off to Dylan Bice. He's upended, but for a first down. A good tackle, but just a yard too late. Evan Bussing stepping up to make that hit.
Good for a Longhorn.
The carry goes for 4 yards as he gets across midfield to the Axtell 38-yard line. 8:02 now left to go. Second quarter. Once again, Thunder Ridge trying to take the lead. We've already had 5 lead changes today. Pretty unbelievable what we've seen so far here this afternoon. It's never been tied, at least after 2-point try has been attempted. But as of right now, as it sits, Axtell leads Thunder Ridge 24-22, going for back-to-back state titles to the Eagles. Take the handoff, Baker keeps it, gets the left side, gets a couple blocks into the secondary, gets the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Thunder Ridge, 38-yard score for Mason Baker.
Baker, 38 yards for
That is his third touchdown of the day. He has a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, and a passing touchdown. I mean, how special is that? So it's now 28-24, a all-important two-point conversion coming up. We'll have Randall split out to the far side. Baker will be in the slot on the far side. Nobody to the near. One man in the backfield. Dylan Bice looking to throw. Under pressure immediately. Throws over the middle. That's going to be knocked out of the air by Isaac Detweiler. And it is no good. So it's 28-24 now. And now just a touchdown will be enough to get Axtell back on top. We'll step aside once again. Eight-man D2 championship here on Sunny 101.3.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making, quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Sunny 101.3.
Thunder Ridge leads Axtell 28-24, 7:27 left to go. Second quarter. Mason Baker, 38-yard rushing touchdown, 52-yard drive. Important to note that the Longhorns are just 2-for-4 on 2-point conversions. Axtell is 3-for-3. Here's a little bit of an onside kick. It's dove on at the 32-yard line for the Eagles. Broxman covers it up, trying to go towards that front line, but it goes through to the second line, so it doesn't quite work. Not necessarily as costly, just considering how high power these offenses are to try an onside kick. As of right now, Thunder Ridge has done an excellent job of keeping up with Axel's high-powered offense, led by the reigning offensive player of the year, Isaac Detweiler, who has an empty backfield, trips to the near side, all on the slot. To the far side, lone man out there is Bussing. To clarify, Evan Bussing. And some motion before the snap, it's false start against the Eagles. Their second false start offense of the game. Makes it first and 15 now from their own 28-yard line. Detweiler on the day has 4 carries for 44 yards and a rushing touchdown over the air. He's 4-for-6 for 85 yards and a score. How about Eli Broxman? What a day he's having. Has a 9-yard rushing touchdown, a blocked punt, and a 29-yard receiving touchdown. The run trips to the far side now. And a quick bubble screen, and it's dropped. Incomplete. Looking for Broxman, and he was unable to haul it in. Second and 15. Thunder Ridge certainly has the momentum right now, but that doesn't mean a whole lot when those offenses are just so stinking good. They seem to be going one way, and all of a sudden one big splash play, and they're right back in the end zone, right back on top. Empty backfield. Two to the near, two to the far. For Detweiler, looks to the far side, now looking over the middle. Now faces some pressure, spins out of it, goes to the far side, and he got time to throw over the middle. That's going to be caught by Schmelzley, and it's caught at the 36-yard line for a gain of 8. Good job by Detweiler to extend that play with his legs, and Schmelzley with his first reception of the day.
On the stop for Thunder Ridge.
7:02. Now left to play, and we have an injured Eagle, and that's Brandon Schmelzley. So we'll go and step aside for a break. We'll come back. 8-man D2 state championship here on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Third and eight coming up, 6:51 remaining. And Schmelzley was able to get off the sideline of his own power. We'll keep an eye on him moving forward. Trips to the far side, one to the near. Empty backfield for Detweiler on this big third down play coming up. Takes a snap. And stepping up, throws that ball, I think, was hit as his arm was hit as he went forward. It's marked as an incomplete pass, and it'll be fourth down. Good job by that Thunder Ridge pass rush to get to Detweiler, something that they haven't been able to do yet today. And Schmelzy is going to come right back into the game. Good to see. And on that play, it was Landon Schmitz that came in momentarily. So fourth and eight. We'll see. It looks like they are going to be going for it here. Yes, they are. Schmelzy's going to be in the backfield. To the near side is Grady Bussing. In the slot is Eli Brockstrom. And now we have a timeout, it appears. Timeout called by Axtell. Let's take another break. 30 seconds. You're listening to 8-Man D2 State Championship here on Sunny 101.3.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
6:35 remaining in the first half. Axtell currently trailing Thunder Ridge 28-24. Fourth and eight coming up for the Eagles from their own 36-yard line. Decision time for Eric Detweiler, 10-year head coach for the Eagles. Detweiler is the punter, worth noting, but it looks like they are going to continue to go for it. Called a timeout right before. They snapped it on fourth down. Both teams having to travel roughly around 3 hours to get here. The crowds have turned out very well. Here we go, fourth and eight, Detweiler. From the gun, takes a snap, looks to the far side, steps up in the pocket, going to his left, and he'll stay alive, and he'll run for it, and he's got it for the first down. Again, Isaac Detweiler doing it with his legs. The improvisation skills from the senior are elite. It gets all the way to the 36-yard line. 6:27 left to go. As they mark that as a, they make that a 9-yard play is what the official score, I think this is what the PA announcer said, 9-yard play there. So first and 10 now from the Longhorn 37. Detweiler from the far side hash, in trouble, now looking to keep it alive, and rolls to his right. Got all day to throw, throws it over the middle to Schmelzley. He trips and falls down, the ball falls incomplete. Dangerous throw back across his body over the middle. Didn't have many options. Good job by that Longhorn secondary to stay with the play and make sure that there's no open wide receivers downfield. Clock stops with 6:16 left to go. back there in that Thunder Ridge secondary, Mason Baker and Jason Randall, the two quarterbacks. Meanwhile, Josh Ferguson, Dylan Bice, and Austin Barnes are the Longhorn linebackers. Detweiler takes a snap. Option right side. Detweiler is going to late pitch it to Schmelzley, and that's gobbled up. Good job on the – now some late flags. It looks like it's going to be against Thunder Ridge, a personal foul penalty. That came in as they were on the ground. He's taken down at the 35-yard line, so it was only a gain of two. But the penalty is after the play.
15 yards and the run.
And the mic for the official now works. Didn't work earlier, but now we got it to work. That was Schmelzley's first carry, and that's a 15-yard personal foul penalty that puts them all the way to the 19-yard line. And I tell you what, those personal foul penalties are a lot more costly in 8-man when the field is only 80 yards. It's a little less than quarter of the field. 5:56 left to go now. Clock continues to wind down. Now the Eagles are now in the red zone. Schmelzley with the second carry of the day. And not much doing there. Maybe got a couple. It gets second and 8.
Joshua Ferguson makes the stop for Thunder Ridge.
Ferguson and Barnes on the tackle. They're going to say that's actually only a 1-yard carry to the 18. A little bit more difficult to see the yardages as they work from the far side of the field. Unfortunately, not in the press box today, but there was a spot in there for me, but it would have been right next to another guy on the radio, and it would have been kind of cloudy audio, so I decided to come out here outside. Option right side, Detweiler. What's going to be an option throw over the middle? That's going to be caught wide open in the end zone. Brady Bussing touchdown, 18 yards out. Second touchdown of the day over the air for Isaac Detweiler. Axel back in front, 30-28. Bussing's second reception of the day and his 11th receiving touchdown of the season. What an offensive day it's been for both teams. Again, 30-28. We're still in the second quarter with 5:08 left to go. Grady Bussing split out wide to the near side. Only person that is split out wide. They'll motion Schmelzley. And a little bit of an option. They'll throw it. Schmelzley throws it in the end zone, and Bussing is there for the two-pointer. So a 4-point lead for Axel, their largest of the day. They are now 4-for-4, converting on 2-point conversions. Well, step aside for a minute. You're listening to the 8-Man D2 State Championship here on Sunny 101.3.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank and Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randall turns this from the 5-yard line, gets to 15, and he stopped just shy and maybe got back to the 20-yard line. Could get coverage by Axel. So it was a 18-yard receiving touchdown by Grady Bussing to put the Eagles up 32-28 as Bussing caught the 2-point conversion as well, and a throw from Brandon Schmelzley. It was a 48-yard drive that started at their own 32 after an onside kick attempt from the Longhorns. The Longhorns will now have to travel the field 60 yards to get back into the end zone with 5:02 remaining. See if maybe they try to run the clock down and take the lead for the break. Dylan Bice drops back to pass, throwing to the far side. That's going to be tipped and almost intercepted by Eli Brockstrom. It's over the intended target, Jason Randall. That makes it second and 10.
Second
down. That was Bice's seventh pass attempt, only his second incompletion, 145 yards over the air, including a passing touchdown. Also has a rushing touchdown with just 14 yards rushing on 15 attempts. But how about Mason Baker's day? Has a passing touchdown, a 20-yard pass. He also had a receiving touchdown and a rushing touchdown. Only thing he's missing is a return for a touchdown, and he is the kickoff returner. So we'll keep an eye on that. And now we have a timeout called by Thunder Ridge. They will have one timeout remaining. Step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the 8-Man D2 Championship here on Sunny 101.3.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4:55 remaining in quarter number two. Axel leads Thunder Ridge 32-28. As the Eagles are trying to make it back-to-back state titles. As for Thunder Ridge, they're looking for their first state title since 2011. As they were making their first state title appearance since 2012. As they are in the west side of the bracket now. North Central Kansas, where they reside, from Kensington, Kansas. And up right side, Dylan Bice gets away from one tackler and thrown down. Nice tackle by Schmelzley. Maybe got one,
Dylan Bice,
if that.
For Thunder Ridge.
And they won't even give him that, so no gain.
The
third and ten.
Stop made by Brandon Schmelzley.
Four and a half to go, quarter number two. Fun one here so far from Fisher Field in Newton, Kansas, home of the Newton Railers. Playing 80 yards, of course. Two men in the backfield, nobody split out. It's a read option, throw over the middle. That is going to be incomplete, almost coming up with a reception out of the hands of Mason Baker. He just dropped it, but good coverage in the secondary by Brandon Schmelzley to knock that ball free. It was a great throw as well as Mason Baker. Still kind of limping. He earlier in the game had a long reception, came up limping, but seems to have recovered since then. It was a 64-yard reception. It was brought down from behind by Schmelzley, shaken up. So that makes it fourth and 10. They're going to go ahead and punt it away. High punt, returned by Detweiler at the 36-yard line. Gets across the field to the 35-yard line. There's going to be a flag coming in. A big hit by Axtell. I think that might be a personal foul.
With the return, flag on the punt.
We will see.
Dead ball, personal foul. Axtell, 15-yard, first down.
It is going to be an Axtell 15-yard penalty. Another personal foul, this time against the Eagles. And again, those personal foul penalties so crucial in 8-man, those being 15 yards on an 80-yard field. So that brings them back to their own 30-yard line after a pretty solid attempt on the punt return by Ice Detweiler. They'll have an empty backfield, trips to the near side, and one man to the far. Takes a snap. Quick throw, Schmelzley, it's caught in a five, and hit at midfield and taken down there. Gain of 11, first down. Schmelzley looked like he was limping when he was running, but now as he jogs back to the huddle, it looks to be okay. Schmelzley left the game earlier, came back in, that is Schmelzley's second reception of the day for 19 yards. Detweiler is 7 for 12 with 122 passing yards and two passing touchdowns unofficially. Rocksterman in the backfield with Detweiler. Two receivers at the end of the line of scrimmage. Fakes the handoff, throw far side, caught by Bussing, and upended at the 35-yard line. Nice tackle by Dylan Bice. That'll be a gain of 5.
That was right on the stop.
I say closer to a gain of 4 at the 36-yard line of Thunder Ridge. So how about Grady Bussing? 3 for 68 with a receiving touchdown. Also with a 2-point conversion as well. 2:50 to go here in the half. Axel trying to extend their lead. 32-28 is our score. Option right side keeping is Detweiler. Now actually late pitch into Schmelzley. And he gets across the 30 to the 28-yard line. What a job that was by Detweiler.
Brandon Schmelzley, yard pickup. That
will be an 8-yard run.
First down and 10.
Schmelzley has been fairly busy. He has 5 touches on the day for 29 yards from scrimmage. Empty backfield with 2:25 to go. Bubble screen far side. That's going to be caught by Brockstrom. And a decent gain. Not getting the first down, but gets to the 21-yard line, I believe.
Stop made by Austin
Barnes. Nope, 4 progress, stop at the 23, so a gain of 5.
5-yard pickup on the play, 6.
Broxerman making his 5th, receiving his 3rd reception of the day, 35 yards, including a receiving touchdown, also as a rushing touchdown, as well as a blocked punt. Now under 2 minutes left from the Thunder Ridge 23-yard line, 2nd and 5. Detweiler drops back to pass, throws through the hands of Schmelzley, and it completes. Another quick little pass to the far side. That is already the 15th pass attempt for Detweiler today. On the ground, 73 yards rushing in the first half for Axtell. That's on 9 attempts. No matter what Axel has done today, Thunder Ridge has had a tough time slowing them down. Right now, Axel has their largest lead at 4. We've had 5 lead changes, and Axel chance to have the game's first 2-possession lead. Takes a snap, pump fake, throw, far side, looking for the end zone, wide open, caught, touchdown, Axel! Eli Brockstrom in again from 23 yards away, and the Eagles, lead 38-28. What a game this has been as Isaac Detweiler gets his 41st passing touchdown of the season. And as for Brockstrom, that is his 2nd receiving touchdown of the game, his 3rd overall touchdown. Going for 2. Empty backfield, 2 receivers right, 2 left. Everyone goes in motion. And now Schmelzley goes in motion again. Hand it off to him. He'll throw it again. Same play as last time, and it works again. Busting wide open for the 2. It's 40-28. A 2-touchdown lead for the Eagles. We'll take a break with 1:37 left to go in the half. Axel leads 40-28 here on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your 4-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost 4-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is Sunny 101.3.
1:37 left to go, 2nd quarter. Axel now leads 40-28. Detweiler would kick it off. turned by Randall on a running start at the 15-yard line, and he's got a crease. He gets to the 40, to the 35, and pushed out of bounds at the 38-yard line. And all of a sudden, now Thunder Ridge has a chance to score once again. 1:32 remaining.
37 yards.
That last drive for the Eagles, Eli Brockstrom, his third touchdown of the day, his second receiving, is a 28-yard pitch and catch from Detweiler to Brockstrom. And the two-point conversion was converted, 40-28. Now our score. The receiver split out wide. Two men in the backfield for the Longhorns, faking the handoff. Bice throws far side. That's going to be through the hands of Baker, and it's incomplete. As now I'm starting to see some sprinkles. That is not ideal. Break out the umbrella here. And a second and 10 from the Axel 33-yard line. .128 left to go, second quarter. And here's a run up the middle from Bice. And only a gain of 3. Take a third and 7. Mentioned Bice had a tough time getting it going on the ground. 17 carries for 17 yards. One minute now left to go. From the 30. Right side, Baker is going to be taken down for a gain of just a couple, it looks like.
Mason Baker on the carry for Thunder Ridge.
I'll give him 3.
Timeout.
And timeout is going to be called with 46 seconds left by Thunder Ridge. We'll go and keep it here. Again, 4th and 4 coming up from the actual 27-yard line. Huge play coming up. Longhorns trying to make it a one-score game once again. Right now is the first time that either team has had a 2-possession lead. I mentioned earlier the amount of lead changes. I was wrong. It's not 5 lead changes. It's actually 7 lead changes, what we've had so far today. Kind of recapping how it's happened so far. Thunder Ridge got the first score of the game, a Mason Baker 54-yard receiving touchdown. Brockstrom got his first touchdown of the day on the ground after that. Then it was Mason Baker throwing a pass to Dylan Bice for a score. Elon Brockstrom blocked the punt on the next Thunder Ridge possession. And then Isaac Detweiler ran it in from 18 yards. To get Axel back up 16-14. Dylan Bice got his first rushing touchdown and only rushing touchdown so far of the day. On the next drive, Brockstrom got a touchdown, then Baker again. Grady Bussing got a receiving touchdown, and then Eli Brockstrom with the most recent touchdown to make it 40-28. I'll try to make it a little bit more palatable in our halftime show coming up here in a bit. Here we go, 4th and 4. Dylan Bice, deep drop, throws towards the end zone. That is going to be knocked away. Landon Schmitz, what a day he's having in the secondary. He breaks up that pass, and Axel will take over with 39 seconds left from their own 27-yard line. What a job by the freshman.
First down and 10 for the Eagles.
Now a chance for the Eagles, 39 seconds, plenty of time for the Eagles to get another score. The first and 10. Detweiler, one man in the backfield. Takes a snap. 4 wide receivers, throws the far side, hits Schmelzy in stride at midfield, spins away from a defender at the 30, one man to beat, and he is gone. Touchdown, Axel. 53 yards. That takes up 10 seconds of time with 28 seconds left. What a game. As Schmelzy gets in the end zone for the first time today. It And they'll go for the two here. Try to go up by 20. Trelsley goes in motion. And a whistle. Ball start against Axel.
Dead ball. Full start. Hopping. 5 yards. Untimed.
So Isaac Detweiler has 4 passing touchdowns here in the first half to 3 different receivers in the senior, proving why he deserves to possibly be the offensive player of the year for the second straight season. 28 seconds left here in the opening half. And Detweiler rolls to his right. From the 7, rather the 8-yard line, there are flags in the end zone. It'll be taken down. It's no good, but we will check on the penalty. So it's going to be a pass interference call against the Longhorns. So it'll be half the distance, and the Eagles will get another try. So the 2-point conversion's taken longer than that. Our drive did. That was a 1-play, 10-yard drive, excuse me, 10-second drive, 54 yards. Receiving touchdown by Brandon Schmelsley, his first touchdown of the afternoon. So from the 6-yard line, Detweiler steps up in the pocket. Pump fakes, trying to get away from a defender. He cannot. Slung down by Baker. It's no good. But it's still a free possession game. 46-28, our score. I'll take a break for a minute. You're on Sunny 101.3.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Seconds left. Axel leads Thunder Ridge 46-28 as the Eagles have scored 3 scores in a row, something we hadn't seen all day today. Back and forth throughout the majority of the first half as Randall has a tough time picking up the return, and he just dives on it at the 12-yard line.
James Randall covers the...
And it looks like maybe it's closer to the first down. Official says maybe the 14-yard line, it looks like.
From the 19-yard
line. No, that's not right. Not the 19. It'd be the 14-yard line. 25 seconds left. I mean, with the way this game is going, again, that is plenty of time. Had a couple of big splash plays, including a 64-yard reception by Mason Baker. Also had a 54-yard touchdown over the air as well. So stuff like that can happen. Axel just has to be ready for them to try to get something going here as they trail by 3 scores. At the moment, man in motion, driving back to pass. Spice, looking far side, tries to throw it to his man. It's incomplete. And makes it 2nd and 10. Dalton Weiss is the intended target.
Ball's incomplete. 2nd down and 10 yards to go. Eli Brockerman running the coverage for Axel.
So Weiss, after starting this game 5 for 6, has thrown 4 straight incompletions. So 5 for 10 with 145 passing yards. He also has a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown. Very lightly sprinkling, but of course, with me having some equipment, Byron broke out the umbrella here. Just to be safe. I'm going to throw 19 seconds left, steps up, and he's going to run for it. He's got the first down, lost the football, and Schmitz has the fumble recovery. At the 31-yard line with 14 seconds left. And things just going the Eagles' way right now as they started out a little bit slow defensively. But now a couple of big plays. A turnover on downs, last possession, and now a fumble recovery by Landon Schmitz.
First down and 10 at the 32-yard line for the Eagles.
So they have the ball from the 32-yard line. And another chance to score with 14 seconds left. Detweiler. Schmelzer goes in motion, take the handoff, looking to throw. Over the middle, that ball is going to be caught. Flag comes in, it's a touchdown, pending the flag. It's Evan Blitzing. We'll see what it is.
Evan Blitzing.
And it looks like it's going to be against the Eagles.
Penalty flag on the play.
As the official talking with head coach Eric Detweiler on the Axel sideline. Or we'll see. Well, I could be wrong on this. Now it's going to be holding on the defense. So Evan Blitzing has the touchdown.
A 32-yard reception for Evan Blitzing.
So Isaac Detweiler now has five touchdowns in the first half, including his last three pass attempts all being touchdowns. Five of those touchdowns going to four different receivers. And it's now 52-28 with 8 seconds left. Running to the left side, Detweiler trying to squeeze through the middle. And he can't, you know, he is in there. Wow, got the ball across. Fantastic job reaching the ball, extending it. And it's 54-28. Step aside. And you're listening to the 8-Man D2 State Championship here on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you excited to add to your Christmas lights this year? Or maybe just get a string or two up for the holiday? Pine and True Value Farm Supplies have a great selection of all sizes and styles of Christmas lights in stock now. Choose from the new LED lights or the old-fashioned lights. They have multicolored lights, clear and solid colors. They have the C7 and C9 lights and replacement bulbs. They can help you also with the gutter clips you need to get them all hung up nice and pretty. Pine and True Value Farm Supplies in Seneca, remember them for Christmas lights. And be listening for the holiday specials in their store starting on Black Friday.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
8 seconds left. Axel kicking it off. And it's a little kick that really drills one of the up man at the 38-yard line. Definitely was not expecting that, but a good job and a heads-up play. That was Austin Barnes. So that last drive, one play, 32-yard receiving touchdown from Evan Blitzing. Excuse me, after Landon Schmitz recovered a fumble. What a first half this has been. 30 unanswered points by the Eagles. It was 28-24, now 54-28. 7 seconds left. Empty backfield for Dylan Bice. Rolling to his right, now come back to his left. 3 seconds left, now just fires it towards the end zone. That's going to be tipped out of the air by Isaac Detweiler, and incomplete. So it's 54-28. Axel with a nice lead going into the break. We'll step aside for a few minutes, come back with your halftime report. You're listening to the 8-Man D2 State Championship. Again, our score, Axel 54, Thunder Ridge 28, here on Sunny 101.3.
There is always, always, always something to be thankful for. And at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we will always be thankful for our generous community, our amazing and dedicated staff, and wonderful people like you. We hope that you and your family have a safe and happy holiday season. from your friends at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
.1324 is how much time we got in between our halves is Newton, Kansas, Fisher Field. Jared Slubby back with you. What a first half it was. And take a look at some of our unofficial stats from the first half, starting with Thunder Ridge. Dylan Bice, 17 carries, 17 rushing yards. Also over the air, 5 for 10, 145 yards with a rushing and a passing touchdown. Mason Baker, probably the most impressive, the most impressive Longhorn in the first half. He had a rushing touchdown with 71 rushing yards. He had a passing touchdown with 20 passing yards on one attempt and three catches for 134 yards and a receiving touchdown. Also, Dalton Bice had just one carry for 4 yards. He had one catch for 12 yards. By the way, failed to mention, Dylan Bice had a receiving touchdown that was on that throw from Mason Baker. So one reception, 20 yards, and a receiving touchdown for Dylan Bice. Jace Randall has two catches for 11 yards, no carries. And as for the Eagles, Isaac Detweiler, 5 carries for 53 yards and a rushing touchdown. How about 12 for 18 over the air with 244 passing yards and 5 passing touchdowns, including a touchdown in each of his last 3 passing attempts. Pretty unreal stuff there. Brennan Schmelzley has 3 carries for 11 yards on the ground. He also has 72 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. Eli Brockstrom has 1 carry for 9 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. He also has 63 yards over the air and 2 receiving touchdowns. And Grady Bussing has 3 catches for 68 yards and a receiving touchdown. And Evan Bussing has 2 catches for 41 yards, and a receiving touchdown. So quite the offensive start for Axel in the first half. Looking at some of the team stats, Thunder Ridge, with their 22 carries, has 4.2 yards per carry. Pretty good considering Axel's defense has only allowed 2.2 yards per carry to opponents all season long. As for Axel, they have 9 carries for 73 yards at 8.1 yards per clip. So that's 317 yards of passing for, 317 total yards for Axel, 257 for Thunder Ridge. And as for the penalties, 4 penalties for Axel for 35 yards, 3 penalties for Thunder Ridge for 32 yards. And just the 1 turnover, that was a Thunder Ridge fumble, no interceptions, couple turnover on downs from Thunder Ridge, as well as a blocked punt that was from Eli Brockstrom that set up a 18-yard touchdown from Isaac Detweiler. So take a look at the game summary. This is going to be a little bit of a this is going to be interesting here. There's a lot to break down here. So it started out with a Mason Baker 54-yard touchdown on the first drive of the game to put Thunder Ridge on top 6-0 as they were unable to convert on their 2-point conversion. Eli Brockstrom got the first score of the game for Axel, a 9-yard rushing play on a 3-play 64-yard drive, and it was set up by a 54-yard reception. A 54-yard reception from 46-yard reception by Grady Bussing, and Eli Broxton was able to punch it in for the touchdown. Mason Baker had that passing touchdown to Dylan Bice to get Thunder Ridge up by 6 points as they were able to get the two-point conversion. Then a blocked punt on the next Thunder Ridge turnover, the next Thunder Ridge possession set up the Eagles in good field position, and then Detweiler was able to run that in to make it 16-14. Dylan Bice got his lone rushing touchdown on the next drive, make it 22-16. Eli Broxton got his second touchdown of the day on the next drive, a 29-yard reception, making it 24-22. Then Mason Baker again, this time on a rushing touchdown, 38 yards out, to make it 28-24. That would be it for the scoring for Thunder Ridge, as Grady Bussing got an 18-yard receiving touchdown on the next drive to put them back up by four as they converted the two-point conversion. These two-point conversions for Axel have been very critical and helped them get up against Thunder Ridge early and stay in front late, as Eli Broxman got his next touchdown of the day to make it 40-28. That one on the ground. Then Brandon Schmelsley with 28 seconds left got a 54-yard receiving touchdown to make it 46-28 as they were unable to convert the two-point conversion. Then Landon Schmitz recovers a fumble with 14 seconds left, and that gives Evan Bussing his first touchdown with 8 seconds left on a 32-yard reception to make it 54-28, and that is where we stand at the moment. So it was close early. We had 7 lead changes. Then Axel was able to get it back in front and stay in front with 30 unanswered points in the final 5 minutes and 8 seconds. Again, then he scored 30 points in the last 5:08 of the first half. Pretty impressive stuff by the Eagles, as all of a sudden they have a pretty solid 26-point lead going into the break. And again, our mercy rule, should we hit that, it's 45 points. So if Axel ever gets up by 45, they will end the game there. But definitely was not expecting a mercy rule to be in play when it was 28-24 Thunder Ridge with 7:27 left to go in the second quarter. But here we are. So a pretty solid half of football all together, a very fun half of football with a lot of scoring and not a whole lot of defense, except towards the end of the half where Axel's defense was able to step up and make some pretty big plays. So once again, our score is Axel 54, Thunder Ridge 28. We'll step aside for another break. We'll come back with more of your halftime report here on Sunny 101.3 FM.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like I break for garage sale, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Diamonds by Design.
Hi, Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Store at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka. This Christmas season, make Diamonds by Design your jewelry store. Whether it's time to pop the question or other jewelry needs, we have it all and can custom design that perfect piece for you. And remember, if your jewelry's not from Diamonds by Design, chances are you pay too much. Go where Santa shops. Diamonds by Design, 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
When you demand the very best. Diamonds by Design.
The quarterback counts on his offensive line for protection in the pocket. In Seneca, you can count on our Farm Bureau team to protect your family's blind side no matter what life throws at you. Kirk Peterson and his team are here to handle all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. So don't scramble around working with multiple insurance companies. Talk to Farm Bureau agent Kirk Peterson in Seneca today and see how we can help protect what matters most. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property Casualty Insurance Company, Western Ag Insurance Company.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Until we kick the second half off, Axel leading Thunder Ridge 54-28, eight-man D2 state championship here from Fisher Field in Newton, Kansas. Jared Sluffy back with you. Taking a look at how both teams got to where they are now, starting with Thunder Ridge. They started out week one with a 74-58 win over Alma from Nebraska, and then they defeated Mankato Rock Hills in week two, 54-8, and then their lone loss of the season, 48-22 loss to Hill City. And then after that, they came out firing on all cylinders for the rest of the regular season. They won 46-8 at Logan Palco, 54-6 at Lakeside Downs, then 55-6 at home versus Wheatland Grinnell. Then on the road, they went 50-0 at St. Francis and finished off the regular season with a 42-6 win versus Sharon Springs Wallace County. So if you're counting, that's just 18 points given up from weeks 4 through 6. Pretty unbelievable stuff from Thunder Ridge defense that has struggled with Axel here this afternoon. And then in their playoff race, they started out with back-to-back shutouts against Wilson and Hodgman County. Both those were home games. Then Victoria on the road, 62-46, by far the most points they had given up in a long time. And then Dighton, they win that game in the sub-state round, 58-12, to reach Newton. As for Axel, they started out with a weird one. They defeated Caraparavel 82-38. They trailed at the half and then rallied late to win that one. Kind of like what they did here in the end of the first half here this afternoon. And then week two, they cleaned up against Hartford 54-0, won at Clifton Clyde in a bit of a unexpected blowout. 50-12 was the final against that was at that time a top three eight-man D1 team. Again, 58-12 was the final. Got to see that one and witness Isaac Detweiler for the first time. That was a lot of fun. Then back-to-back shutouts, 56-0 against Lynn, 62-0 at Blue Valley Randolph. And then back-to-back home wins, both at 62-14 against Hanover and Frankfort. Then a 68-0 win against Donovan West on the road going into the playoffs. Their first game of the playoff run was a 68-8 win over Pike Valley at home. Then a 50-0 shutout win over Central Christian from Hutchinson. That was a home game. And then their first and only road game of the playoffs was at Osborne in the sectional round. They won 52-6 before defeating Canton Galva 36-32. In the sub-state round, and that is how both teams have gotten here today. As for the rest of the state championships today, right after this one concludes at 2:30, it'll be Little River in Wichita County in the eight-man D1 championship. Again, that's right back here at Fisher Field here in Newton, Kansas. Little River is 11-1, Wichita County a perfect 12-0. As for six-man, Cunningham, they defeated Wetmore, our local team. They are 12-0 on the season. They'll take on Ashland at Dodge City Memorial Stadium. All the other games will be at 1 o'clock besides this one and the 8-man D1. So, again, all the other games following are at 1 o'clock this afternoon, including the 1A game between Inman, who is 11-1 on the season, and St. Mary's, who defeated Centralia last week at St. Mary's. That will be at Lewis Field, at Fort Hays State University in Hays, Kansas. And then at 2A, Kingman is going to take on Nemaha Central. Both teams are 12-0. That's from the Salina District Stadium, of course, in Salina. You can listen to that game over on our sister station, KMZA 92.1 FM. Also on our family of stations on KNZA 92.1 FM, or excuse me, I got the station mixed up, 92.1 KMZA on KNZA 103.9 FM. Andale is going to take on Holton as they look to keep their long winning streak alive. That will be from Hutchinson Community College. And again, that's the 3A final. The 4A final is going to be Wamego. They are undefeated, 12-0. They take on Bishop Miege. They are 10-2 on the year. That'll be from Hummer Sports Park in Topeka. At the Class 5A, it's K-State quarterback commit Avery Johnson and the Mays Eagles going 12-0 on the season so far. They'll take on 11-1 Mill Valley. That's from Kearney Smith Stadium at Pittsburgh State University. And at the six-man ranks, Manhattan High School, 12-0. They'll take on 9-3 Gardner Edgerton. That's from Welch Stadium at Emporia State University. So again, all those games except for the one going on here in front of us and the game after us at 2:30 at the 8-man D1. All of those other games are going on at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And a reminder that coming up tonight, we have coverage of the Sunflower Showdown between Kansas State and Kansas. 7 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame coverage from Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Big one, of course, because if K-State wins that, they will clinch their spot in the Big 12 title game for the first time since 2003. And since we're talking about that, might as well plug that we have a preview and prediction posted on our website, mscsports.net. Got a couple more minutes till we get the second half underway between Axel and Thunder Red. We'll step aside for another quick break. Come back here on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Axtell currently leading Thunder Ridge 54-28 as we're about to get the second half underway. Jared Sluppy back with you again from Fisher Field in Newton, Kansas. And the Eagles are actually going to be returning. Thunder Ridge is going to boot it away. Chance for Axel to really make their mark right out of the break.
All right.
Try to separate themselves from the Longhorns right out of the gates. Pretty solid crowd here at Fisher Field. Temperature has dropped. And we're starting to get some sprinkles. But that's not going to stop anyone from leaving here this afternoon. It's been the weather's been pretty nice considering the past couple of weekends. Temperature in maybe the low 40s. And here's the kickoff, and we are underway. A little onside kick, and it'll be returned at the 39-yard line.
Grady Boosting.
That's Grady Boosting. Covers that up. So Isaac Detweiler trots back onto the field after a 297-yard first half performance with 244 yards over the air, 53 on the ground. Only 10 attempts rushing in that first half. They can do it. It's just right now, Thunder Ridge's secondary hasn't been able to stop Axtell. Takes a snap. Keeper to the left side, gets across the field to the 35, to the 30, stays on his feet to the 25, and taken down there. 27-yard run on the first play from Isaac Detweiler.
15-yard pickup.
Well, that was way off, 15 yards. I forgot that they don't have the midfield at the 50, it's 40, so I apologize.
First down and 10 at the 24-yard line.
Makes it a little bit confusing playing on a 100-yard football field, but Either way, taking it from the Thunder Ridge 24-yard line, 11.5 to go in the third quarter. Great opening play for the Eagles. And a whistle and a flag comes in from the back judge. That's going to be a delay game. Fifth penalty of the game against the Eagles. 40 penalty yards on the day.
Delay of game against the Eagle offense. First down.
So again, Axel's last three pass attempts from Isaac Detweiler all were touchdowns. One to Brockstrom, one to Schmelzley, and one to Evan Bussing. That's how they ended the half. They scored 30 points in the last 5:08. All in answer. Schmelzley on a quick bubble screen at the near side gets to near the 20-yard line to then mark him out. Modest gain, trying to gain some of those penalty yards back.
For the Eagles.
Gets to the 23-yard line, so a gain of 4.
Second down, 9 yards to go to 23.
Gain of 6, excuse me. Schmelzley's sixth catch of the day. So from the 23-yard line, second down and 9. Empty backfield. Trips to the far side for the near side hash. Another quick throw, dump off. It's Landon Schmidt, his first reception of the day. Gets to the 16-yard line, gain of 7.
Landon Schmidt on the reception.
So it should be third down and about 3 coming up.
Stop made by
Josh. Third down and 2, excuse me. So we'll give him 7 yards on that play.
From the 16.
Definitely 4 down territory here coming up. Unless they get dropped for a big loss. Even then. Everyone on the line of scrimmage. Nobody split out wide. Home man in the backfield. It's Eli Brockstrom takes a snap. Keeper up the middle. And he's taken down very close to the line to gain. Great tackle by Josh Ferguson. And just getting enough for the first down. Isaac Detweiler. Play designed to go to the right. Cut back to his left. And met right at the 14-yard line by Josh Ferguson, who came into today's game with 162 tackles.
3-yard pickup on the play for the Eagles. It's good for a...
It's about 20 more than second most on the team, with Dylan Bice having 141 coming into today. So from the 14-yard line, good start to the drive for the Eagles. Take the handoff to Schmelzley. And he'll throw it to the far side towards the end zone, and that's going to be caught in stride. Beautiful pass to Eli Brockstrom. That is his sixth passing touchdown of the day. And by the way, Detweiler had a rushing touchdown, so that's 7 total touchdowns on the day for Isaac Detweiler. As for Brockstrom, that makes it his 4th touchdown of the day, 3 receiving, 1 on the ground. And they'll go for 2 to make it 62-28. It currently sits at 60-28 with 9:34 to go in the third quarter. Play designed to go to his left. It's a pitch to Schmelzley. Takes the throw, and he walks in for the 2-point conversion. Great start for Axel. They get a touchdown thanks to Eli Brockstrom. We'll take a break here on Sunny 101.3.
Are you ready to take control of your debit card in just a few taps? A convenient, secure, and easy way to manage your debit cards has arrived in our mobile banking app. Just click on My Cards in your United Bank & Trust mobile app or visit www.ubankonline.com for more information.
Check out the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app. Take control of your debit card. More info at www.ubankonline.com.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, squib kick returned at the 24-yard line. Getting to the near side is Mason Baker. Cutting it upfield, gets to the 35 and taken down there. The return by the wideout from the Longhorns. So that's for the last drive. 5 plays, 41 yards, with 9:34 left to go in the third quarter when the touchdown was scored. It was a 14-yard touchdown reception to Eli Brockstrom. 62-28 is now our score. Thunder Ridge trying to keep this game alive. Now trailing by 34 points. 5 drops back to pass. Got plenty of time to throw. Throws over the middle, and that's going to be intercepted by Schmelzley at the 2-yard line. He's going to return this. Gets to the 20, to the middle of the field, cuts to the far side, makes a couple men miss, makes another couple men miss, and gets hit and taken down backwards at the 27-yard line. 26-yard return by Brandon Schmelzley, looking to get a big splash play to start off, and it backfires. They'll take over from the 27-yard line.
First down and 10 for the Eagles.
And Axtell is back in business. Just a couple scores away from possibly making this a mercy rule. Option to the right side. Detweiler keeps it. And he'll get to the 35 for a pretty solid gain on the first play of their second drive of the second half. Jace Randall gets the tackle on that play. Gain of 8. The second and 2 from the 35. What a game for this Axtell team. Defense got off to a bit of a slow start. Since then, they have been fantastic. And now we got a flag on the play. A false start against the Eagles as the rain droplets are starting to get a little bit bigger. Nothing too crazy, though, just yet. They'll back him up 5 yards, make it second and
7 yards to go.
Second and 7. 8:53 left to go, third quarter. Man in motion is Schmelzley. Looking to throw, steps up in the pocket, and he'll be taken down for a loss of 3. That's sack completed by Josh Ferguson.
Isaac Detweiler is carrying for the Eagles. Stop made by Joshua Ferguson.
That makes it third down and, well, they say 9 instead of 10, so a loss of 1 on the play with 4 progress. From their own 28-yard line, 8:15 to go. Mansfield wide to the far side. 3 to the near. Drops back to pass, stepping up the pocket. Detweiler makes a man miss, sliding to the ground. There he goes. Midfield, 30, and taken down just shy of the 20-yard line. What a run by Isaac Detweiler. He breaks a man's ankles and goes for 31.
First down and 10.
That moves the chains and gets them near the red zone yet again. Seven and a half to go in quarter number 3. Detweiler, option right side, pitches to Schmelzley. He gets to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and taken out of bounds near the 10. They're right out of the 10, again at 12 for Schmelzley. First ball carrier, not named Isaac Detweiler here in the second half.
Knocked out of bounds by Mason Baker, but such a red. Not before an Eagle.
The first big goal from the 10. And now they'll actually say it's closer to the 11-yard line. So they'll say first and 10 from the 11. Dropping back to pass. Now stepping up the pocket is a designed run. And we tripped up. Good job reading that play. Was Ferguson again on the tackle, but not before a gain of about three. Is that four? So already six carries in the second half for Detweiler. He only had five in the first half. He has 112 yards on the ground on the day and 271 yards over the air with his six touchdowns. Six over the air, one on the ground. Pretty unbelievable what he's been able to do today here in the state championship game. The second and six from the seven. Thought about a quick throw. Instead, he holds it. Detweiler rolls to his right, throws, batted up in the air, and incomplete. Couple of Longhorns diving for it. That was Bice and Randall unable to come up with the interception. Makes it third and six. Detweiler had completed his last six passes prior to that one. So 6:39 left to go in quarter number three.
Lincoln left and strong on the...
Our score, once again, Axel leads Thunder Ridge 62-28. Fisher Field in Newton, Kansas.
From the 7-yard line.
So it'll be Brockstrom in the backfield. Two receivers left, one to the right. Keeper, Detweiler left side, can't get away from a defender. And he's taken down at the 5 for a gain of just 2. So fourth down coming up. Getting to the 1 will get you the first down, but it's practically fourth and goal from the 4-yard line. Clock continues to wind down with 6:10 remaining in the third quarter. Nice long drive by the Eagles. And it looks like a timeout's going to be called by Axel. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Again, it's Axel, 62, Thunder Ridge, 28, 8-man D2 championship here on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your 4-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost 4-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
62-28, Axel leads Thunder Ridge, 5:59 left in the 8-man D2 state championship in the third quarter, I should say. Great start to the quarter for Axel, coming out with a touchdown with Eli Brockstrom. His fourth of the day. It was a 14-yard reception on their next defensive possession. An interception at the 1-yard line by Brandon Schmelzley returned back to the 27-yard line. And they're currently still on that drive. They have the ball at the 4-yard line. It's fourth and 3. So Detweiler's in the gun. Again, same formation before they went into the timeout. With Brockstrom behind Detweiler. Wilson Brothers put out wide. Schmelzley in the slot, far side. Pump fakes, throws in the zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. Brandon Schmelzley again. That is his second receiving touchdown of the game. And for Isaac Detweiler, that is his 7th passing touchdown of this ball game.
Touchdown.
And on top of that, has that rushing touchdown, so a total of 8 touchdowns here this afternoon. For the people who thought that this team wouldn't be able to play a full 48-minute game just because they haven't played many of those today, shame on you. Talking about somebody that lives in my own household. 5:54 left to go in the third quarter. Again, 68-28. 2-point conversion pending from the 3-yard line. This Axel team is well on their way to another state championship. Just need a stop and a score, and they'll get it via mercy rule. Immediately following this one, Little River, Wichita County, in the 8-man D1 state championship. Not going to be covering it, but that one is coming up immediately here from Fisher Field after this one ends. Then the rest of the state titles around this, our great state of Kansas, all start at 1 o'clock, including on KNZA is Holton and Andale at the 3A state championship, and on KMZA is going to be the 2A state championship between Nemaha Central and Inman. Excuse me, Kingman, not Inman. Inman's in the 1A state championship against St. Mary's. We're not covering that one here this afternoon. All right, so here we go. Two-point conversion coming up after what was a timeout called by Axtell. They have one left in the game. The wind's starting to pick up here. Option left side. Schmelzley again looking to throw. Pump fake, a run to the right now. Got some blockers. And he will walk in for the two. 70-28. Now our score.
And with 5:54 left to go in the third
quarter. 5:54 left to go. Quarter number three. We'll step aside. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Jace Randall gets to the 22-yard line on the return on the ensuing kickoff.
15 yards.
Brennan Schmelzley, 4-yard receiving touchdown, 53-yard drive, 5:54 left to go on this one. Again, our score 70-28. Axtell has been cruising since they trailed 28-24. How about 46 unanswered points from the Eagles? So Bayes empty backfield. Last drive was one play. It was an interception. Drop back to pass, looking to go over the middle. That ball is going to be behind his intended target, and it's incomplete. Looking for Caleb Wagenblast. He hasn't had a reception yet today. And Bice has now thrown six consecutive incompletions with that interception. And Bice, yeah, he started out 5 for 6 over the air. Just hasn't been able to get it going since then. And on the ground hasn't done much either. Just 17 carries for 17 yards. The team that averages 300 yards a game on the ground. Quick throw to Wagenblast. His first catch of the day. Excuse me, of the day. Gets to the 35 and taken out of bounds.
On the reception.
Excuse me, the 25 and gets taken out of bounds at the 28-yard line. So a gain of 6.
Third down and 3 yards to go.
And they'll say 7. So Wagenblast. It's his first reception of the afternoon. The 5:35 left to go. Quarter number three. Third and three coming up from the Longhorn 28-yard line. Four wide receiver set. Keeper, Bice, gets one man to miss. Gets past Theaters and gets the first down at the 36-yard line.
8-yard pickup.
Pickup of 8 that time. That is his longest carry of the game. Before that, didn't have a carry longer than 4 yards. He does have a 1-yard rushing touchdown. Also has a passing touchdown as well. The first and 10 from the 36. A little bit of a low snap. Bice trying to fire it away. Throws off his back shoulder. Excuse me, back foot. And incomplete behind Randall's intended target as he was immediately faced with a couple of Eagles all up in his face. That makes it second and 10. Reminder that our post-game coverage coming up after the conclusion of this one. As we wind down fall sports in 2022. Excuse me. Quick throw, bubble screen, Reynolds caught, but thrown in the backfield for a loss. Eli Brockstrom. That's going to be a 3-yard loss. Randall very frustrated after making that catch.
Third down and 13.
The senior quarterback getting the play call and trotting back out to the huddle with a 3rd and 13 coming up from their own 33-yard line with 4:34 remaining in the third quarter. Baxter leads Thunder Ridge 70-28. Light sprinkles falling here in Newton, Kansas. Fisher Field, home of the Newton Railers. Takes a snap. Weiss looking to throw the far side, and that's going to be incomplete. And Randall, the intended target, and Axel sideline wanting a flag for a late hit, but not going to get the call. Some frustration starting to mount for the Longhorns. Not happy with how things are unfolding here the past quarter and a half. Again, it was 28-24. Thunder Ridge had the lead with 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. A little over 5 minutes. And then with 5:08 left, Axel started their 30-0 run to finish off the half with a sizable lead, and that has continued to grow. 70-28 is now our score. Weiss throwing near side. That is going to be caught, but shy of the guy, of the line to gain, excuse me, that's going to be a turnover on downs as he's taken down at the 38-yard line.
For the Longhorns, it'll be a single run down for Axel.
As that'll be, so Axel will get the ball from their own 38-yard line.
First down and 10 for the Eagles from the 38-yard line.
4:09 left to go, and all they got to do is score one more score, and they will be state champions once again. Pump fake for Detweiler, rolls to his left, throwing off his back shoulder, and incomplete, excuse me, I said it again, back foot. And incomplete, and there wasn't really anybody in the area. But I guess they say that there was. So it's not intentional grounding. It's an incomplete pass, 2nd and 10. Isaac Detweiler is 16 for 24 with 275 passing yards and 7 passing touchdowns. Also has 12 carries for 114 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. So 8 total touchdowns for the senior quarterback for Axel. 4:03 remaining in quarter number 3. Option left side, keeper gets the midfield, gets the 35, and he'll pitch it late. Was that a 4-pass? They're going to say no, makes a man miss down the sideline, and Schmelzley is gone. Excuse me, Eli Brockstrom, and that is going to be it. It looked to me like that was a forward pitch. They're going to call it a touchdown. That was a 42-yard touchdown. And Axel is your Class 8-man DQ champions of 2022. What a season it has been for the Eagles. They win it 76-28. We'll take a break. We'll have your post game coming up here on Sunny 101.3.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you excited to add to your Christmas lights this year? Or maybe just get a string or two up for the holiday? Hein and True Value Farm Supplies have a great selection of all sizes and styles of Christmas lights in stock now. Choose from the new LED lights or the old-fashioned lights. They have multicolored lights, clear and solid colors. They have the C7 and C9 lights and replacement bulbs. They can help you also with the gutter clips you need to get them all hung up nice and pretty. Hein and True Value Farm Supplies in Seneca. Remember them for Christmas lights. And be listening for the holiday specials in their store starting on Black Friday.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The Axtell Eagles are your 2022 Class 8 Man D2 state champions. They win it over Thunder Ridge, 76-28. Jared Slubby with you, post-game coverage. Taking a look at your final stats from today's game individually for Axtell. Isaac Detweiler has 12 carries for 114 yards and a rushing touchdown. He also goes 16 for 24 with 275 passing yards. And seven, yes, you heard that right, seven passing touchdowns. Brennan Schmelzley had a fantastic second half. He finishes with five carries for 65 yards and that game-winning rushing touchdown of 42 yards. He also had 82 receiving yards and two receiving touchdowns. Eli Brockstrom had one carry for 9 yards, and that was for a touchdown. He also had three receiving touchdowns on 77 receiving yards. Evan Bussing had two catches for 41 yards and a touchdown. Also, it was Grady Bussing. He also had a receiving touchdown. He had 68 yards over the air. And Landon Schmitz had 7 receiving yards as well. Looking at game stats, the total number of yards for the game was 463 yards, the total offense for Axtell. And 275 over the air, 188 on the ground, 10.4 yards per carry compared to Thunder Ridge's just 4.3. Pretty easy to call my player of the game. It's got to be nobody but the reigning offensive player of the year, Isaac Detweiler. What a fantastic game as well for Brandon Schmelzley and Eli Broxman, who had some big plays. But it's going to be Isaac Detweiler to get your player of the game here this afternoon. Once again, 76-28 is your final.